T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Jan Stevens. Our top local story: for dozens of Malibu residents, it's a very unusual Thanksgiving. Sunny and warm and breezy outside, and completely dark inside. It's because SoCal Edison has turned the electricity in areas where winds are blasting through right off.
Only a fraction of Edison's 5 million customers had their electricity shut off, at least early on, but that still represents tens of thousands of customers, both commercial and residential. And as one Malibu resident noted, it's kind of tough to whip up a holiday dinner with the power out.
I mean, the nice thing is we've had a long, some hours away from devices, but the unfortunate thing is that we have a whole party of people coming for Thanksgiving, and it's kind of hard to keep it going.
They may have to resort to takeout food if they can find a place that's open. And Edison's spokesman says they can't just flip a switch and turn the electricity back on. It's going to take a while once the wind dies down.
If we're able to safely inspect the power lines, it depends on if there is debris in those power lines, if the power lines are damaged. That work has to be completed first before we can allow for safe restoration of power.
It can take up to 24 hours before the electricity is flowing again. In Malibu, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Santa Ana wind set to gust all day long.
Saw a reported wind gust in the San Fernando Valley over 80 miles per hour. And into Ventura and L.A. County, we have seen plenty of gust over 70 miles per hour already. High wind warning until 3 p.m. San Bernardino, Riverside County Mountains and Valleys, Inland Empire, San Bernardino County Mountains and Foothills. Also the Ventura and L.A. County Mountains, excluding the Santa Monica Range. It's an advisory for the Ventura Interior Valleys, also included L.A. County Coast, including downtown L.A., and red flag warnings. I'm meteorologist Jeff Eno, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The pandemic isn't behind us, but things are looking a lot better for businesses this holiday season than they were last year. Chapman University professor Raymond Sphere notes that more people are traveling and going out to eat again. He says credit card usage is up compared with previous months, which indicates people are ready to spend more. While there are supply chain issues, he says that most retailers should have enough merchandise to get through the holidays. The LAPD is investigating two new separate incidents involving flash mob thefts at high-end stores. At the Topanga Mall, an organized group attempted to burglarize a Nordstrom store. Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton tells CBS2 security had been increased around the mall and other local shopping centers after the smash and grab at the Grove on Monday night.
We've deployed extra officers here. It just so happens that this was one part of the mall where they were able to get in and get out, even with our officers being deployed here.
The other incident involved groups of people who entered the Beverly Center last night. They grabbed merchandise, ran away. The LAPD says it will continue with high visibility patrols and will direct additional resources to deter criminal activity. A handful of suspects are in custody for the rash of the smash-and-grabs robberies in the Bay Area.
Five people accused of felonies related to the smash-and-grab crime spree in Union Square last week entered not guilty pleas to all charges. Four of the defendants appeared in court at the same time. 23-year-old Tamiko Miller, 34-year-old Ivan Speed, 28-year-old Kimberly Cherry, and 53-year-old Francile White. They all face felony charges related to burglary and theft. Miller was said to be the driver of this Mustang, seen on numerous videos taken the night of the crime spree. The judge ruled Miller and Speed are not to be released from custody. Charging documents reveal Miller has prior burglary convictions. Speed has prior gun and drug-related convictions.
Reporter Max Darrow says retailers throughout the state are adding security, locking up valuables in an attempt to prevent these types of thefts. Thanksgiving is one of the busiest days of the year for firefighters.
Surprising but true, according to L.A. County Fire Inspector Sean Ferguson.
Thanksgiving is our busiest day of the year, without question, with regard to residential structure fires. You know, and the majority of those fires on Thanksgiving are caused in the kitchen.
The main causes? Unattended food left too long in the stove or something in the oven that slips people's mind until the smoke detector goes off. Ferguson says a fire in the kitchen or a grease fire on the stove aren't always a matter for the fire department if you keep your head about you.
Grease fires on the stovetop are extremely easy to handle as long as you know what you're doing. First thing you're going to do is turn that burner off. Second thing you're going to do is cover that pot with a lid, thereby smothering it.
So in one way, it's a good thing to have a large family gathering for Thanksgiving Day. You can always have someone in the kitchen to keep a watchful eye on what's cooking. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The CHP has started a so-called maximum enforcement period for traffic violations throughout L.A. and Orange counties. All available CHP officers will be on patrol. They are looking for unsafe driving practices. Not only limited to drunk and drug-impaired drivers, CHP officer Armando Alexander tells KNX distractions like cell phones are a big problem.
When a CHP officer is right there, of course, most people are following the rules of the road. But when you take away that aspect of a CHP vehicle being in the area where someone is driving, a lot of times people tend to be on their cell phones.
Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel times of the year. The maximum enforcement period runs through the end of the night on Sunday, so all the way through the long holiday weekend. The mother of a black man who was fatally shot in the back by a sheriff's deputy last year in Willowbrook is suing L.A. County. Fred Williams' death was the subject of an independent investigation by the coroner's office, only the second of its kind in the last 30 years. The coroner confirmed he died after being shot in the back. In her lawsuit, Williams' mom alleges civil rights violations, assault and battery, negligence, and false imprisonment. She says she suffered a loss of financial support as well as emotional stress because of her son's death. Heading down the road to see the family today, well, there's a warning you might have some sticker shock at the gas pump. For the second consecutive day, LA County has risen to a record high average $4.71 for a gallon of self-serve regular. Orange County is 1 cent less than its all-time high. It is at $4.67. The price hike caps more than 18 months of increases due to rising demand. The Laugh Factory in Hollywood is hosting its annual free Thanksgiving meal today, something it's done for more than 40 years now. Comedians, including Tiffany Haddish, Dane Cook, Craig Robinson, and others will take part. Anyone who can't afford a meal or has nowhere to go for the holiday can take part. There are seatings at noon, coming up in about 45 minutes or so, also at 2 p.m. Proof of vaccination is required to attend. The Laugh Factory's owner says the meal will also include some comedy for the soul.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.